Next patient, Eugene Smith. S-M-I-T-H, first name, E-U-G-E-N-E. This is the clinical case of an 86-year-old white male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD, stage 3A. This patient has excellent kidney function. The serum creatinine is 1.1, the BUN is 21, and the estimated EFR is 64 mLs per minute. The patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is around 200 milligrams per gram of creatinine. It's very stable. Number two, the patient has a significant drop in the hemoglobin. In December 29 of 2023, the hemoglobin was 11.7. In the latest laboratory workup, that was April the 26th, 2024, the hemoglobin is 9. This situation occurred a few months ago. The patient had to receive a frequent transfusions and infusions at the Florida Cancer Center. He has an appointment on the 3rd of May at the Florida Cancer Center. Copies of this laboratory workup are going to be sent to that facility for to facilitate the follow-up. The patient has not noticed blood in the stools. He says that when he went up north, they changed to a plant-based diet, has lost more than 7 pounds of body weight. He looks healthy. However, we have to remember that he's anemic. Among the medications that he takes on a regular basis is meloxicam. I made a point in emphasizing that he is not supposed to take this medication that could be detrimental and could be the culprit of the anemia. Period. Following number, the patient has a remote history of kidney stones that has been without any manifestations. Following number, the patient has a past history of a hyperthyroidism, but now he is on replacement therapy with levothyroxine, 150 micrograms per gram, micrograms per day. Reevaluation of this thyroid profile has to be done, and we will order it. Following number, essential hypertension that is under control. Following number, atherosclerotic heart disease without any manifestations at the present time. Following number, the serum cholesterol is 108, the LDL cholesterol is 40, the HDL is 58, and the triglycerides are 47. Following number, osteoarthritis, recommendation made to use Tylenol instead of the meloxicam. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease without any symptoms. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup.